You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Appreciate y'all for tapping in with Off the Edge with me, your host, Cam Jordan. I'm sitting here just truly blessed to sit next to a Philadelphia legend, an Eagles legend, if you will. You know, he's technically a Michigan legend, alum.
Go Blue.
my guy, BG, Brandon Graham, draft class was year before me, 2010. Man's heading to year 15. I don't even know, like, the beginnings of my wildest dreams is year 15. I just told you this. I'm like, man, you're headed there. You know, congratulations on just signing that 1 year extendo with Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. You know, we met, just to preface all of it, we met 2011.
Yeah. We was out at the fight.
Yeah. No, shoot.
Was I
camp?
Hurt?
Yeah. No. It was your big blue guy. From Pittsburgh Steelers.
Foot. Foot or Lamar Woodley.
Lamar Woodley. Big Woodley. He had a camp out in Saginaw. Big yep. Sag nasty. Michigan. Right. Met you out there, and then you know just learned of your greatness, man. Because 15 years in, now you're Super Bowl champ with Philadelphia Eagles. Been to another Super Bowl. Oh, how does it feel going into year 15?
You know what, going into year 15, especially how we've been practicing and all that stuff, it's not as bad because I've been trying to take care of myself, but you know, of course, injuries happened for me year 13, tore my Achilles, came back off, rehabbed all the way, and man, ended up, you know, playing at a high level when I came back. But it was just, I think it's just more of me taking care of myself, man, taking care of my body, the way we practice. It's not like old school days when I first came in, because man, I definitely would have made it to 15. Because
CBA before the lockout.
Yes.
Which means you was in double day time.
Double day.
Real double day. Practice in the morning and the evening.
2:45. Both of them.
Oh.
I'm saying, get you a little nap in, then you got to come on back.
Yeah, that's the one where the guys practice. Were really losing weight. Mm-hmm. Like, now you have to fight to lose weight in camp.
Yeah.
And then them camps hit different. Tell me why Jalen Hurts was the first person you called after you signed your extension.
Oh, man, because me and Jalen, you know, over the years that he's been here, we just been building. We actually stay around the corner from each other now. So it's been cool just on how that relationship evolved. I feel like it's way more than, you know, just football with us. And that's what I try to make it, man, because sometimes you know how it is. It's like it could be a work relationship with a lot of people. And, you know, when they leave and go home and doing what they do, I know that for me, I try to keep in contact, try to check on people, especially if I know they ain't playing no more, trying to get insight on, you know, what some of those feelings you're going through, just so that I can be as prepared as I can be when that time comes. But a lot of guys say they just need that purpose for after. And so that's why I always tried to make sure I did things like the brew camps and, you know, business combine with Caleb Thornhill. We just did that. I do a lot of just off-season stuff, you know, while I got the shield on when I can get into right. some of these rooms. You
the
know?
Business boot camp.
Yeah.
I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman.
Hey, you're trying to be all jacks. I mean, jacks of all trade.
Yeah. Gotta do it. Look, gotta do that. Stick your hand into the hat. See what you pull. See if you like it. Uh-huh. If not, put it back. Because, you know, while we're playing NFL, NFL going to use the hell out of us. So let's figure out what we can get from them, too.
Oh, 100%, man.
Ooh. Why is it so important for you to commit to play your entire career with Philadelphia Eagles?
Well, it just became that. Once I won the Super Bowl, the way we won it, you know, with the strip, and it just boosted me even more. And then I started, of course, you got to play at a high level where they still believe in you. And I know for me, it was more about just serving the guys too, because that's why I feel like I'm still here, because we lost Kelsey, we lost Fletcher Cox, and I know that they just don't want to lose everybody. You know how you got to go to rehab and you're trying to wean off certain people being, you know, it's like the same thing. It's like they ain't want to just cold turkey drop everybody. And of course, if I ain't played good last year, I wouldn't have probably been with a coach, just being real. Like, this is a production league. And so how we talk and just serving the guys, man, trying to help them get to their next level, just working hard, taking practice series. You know how it is.
You call up Pop by the first name. Me and Howie, know, when you sat down, chopped it up. Not a lot of people able to just go up top and be like, hey, this is on my plate, this was on your plate, let's keep it a buck.
Yeah.
Because this league, like you said, is a business.
It's a business, man.
You know, and if you hadn't played, they were production, they're going to tell you 100 reasons why you can't make the money that you want to make or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Or they're going to try and incentivize your contract for whatever it is. But you can go up and talk, and you talk, hey, this is how long I want to play.
Yep.
This is what I want to do. What you got?
That's it. And that's what it was. And that's what I can respect, because he want to keep all his draft picks, if he can. And so what I tell young boys now, it's like, man, make it work. Because, or if they close, make it work with the team that drafted you, because you'll be the first to go when you get that big contract elsewhere.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to lie, but boys leave. And I'm like, hey, bro, sometimes the grass isn't always greener. Mm-hmm. Just because they dangle that T-bone in front of you, you may not get to the real part. You know what I'm saying? You may not see that.
Nope.
They're gonna throw that big contract at you, but how much of it are you gonna see?
And yeah.
When you get drafted, they expect you to see it all. And they're gonna help. Sometimes guys fall, you know, the production isn't what it is, and yet their team still wants well for them.
Yep.
So
that's the thing. Like, that's where I try to, you know, talk to some of them. I know you're trying to get to the bag. But like you say, if you're going to the 49ers, it's like, man, you know how much tax out there? You ain't going to see all that. That's a big number that's just going to help them. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day.
Right.
I mean, you're going to hopefully you save all your money, because it's life changing for sure. But you got to know that you're paying taxes in all these different states. And I want 8 of them to at least be in, you know, a great state like Tennessee. You got Florida. Ooh. I mean,
Texas,
Philly, Texas, you know, stuff like that. But I know for me, I'm glad that I did, you know, stick it out to try to work it out with the team, especially after I won that Super Bowl, because it was a moment before we even got there where I wanted to make an emotional decision and bet on myself because of how my career was going with them.
Right.
You know, you feel like you're being played with a little bit, but, you know, it's just like, I'm glad that my wife helped me in that, like, you know, be logical on it. She was just, you know, just sat me down, because I really wanted I had to go with the security for my family. And at the time, Chip Kelly was there. They just wasn't offering what I thought was fair, but it's all good. Like, you know, I mean, I learned a lot in that situation, but man, I'm telling you, man, Cam, I be trying to serve these young boys now,
no
man.
Doubt.
Take care of yourself, take care of your body, man, and pass it on too. Don't, you know, like, we all need each other to get to where we're going. If I got some info that's gonna help you, you know, when your time come, just know I'm gonna help you as best I can.
Hey, whatever info, you know, I got, let's make it clear.
And pass it on. Because at the end of the day, man, like you said, it's the organization. They gonna take care of it, because they gonna be here. They here now for a lot of people that I looked up to, like a JP and them boys. They retired, gone, and you know they on to the new patch.
Right.
So you better do all you can for your family while you're there.
Absolutely, bro. You talked about, you know, playing with Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox, and them not being part of the franchise no more, whether they retired or whatever that is. But how special was it to have such a core group for 10 plus years? You got Lane Johnson, Jason Kelce, you, Fletch. Like, that's a strong core. Everybody knows, like, your locker room carries a lot. And when you have that same core, you're able to build and create a culture. How was it building that culture with those guys to where will it go?
I think it was great, because people had people in different rooms. You know, you got Kelce. Then at the time we did have we stole Malcolm from y'all, so Malcolm was kind of in there for a minute.
And then was, you know, balling with y'all.
Yeah, like, balling. God. You know what I'm saying? I know. And so you know, having those guys in different rooms, that's why I was saying the year we won Super Bowl, that we had guys like Blunt in the running back room. We had Malcolm Jenkins, who had them boys together. Corey Graham, you know, at the time, he was a big mentor to a lot of the guys. Then you got in our room, me and Fletch. Then linebackers, we had Nigel. You know, he was really, you know, taking over at the time. Jordan Hicks, he was hurt, but he kept, you know, leading at that time. And, man, it was special. I mean, and then Kelsey was making his name as he was going. It's even more.
Shout out to my dog, Mike Kendricks, by the way.
Yeah, Mike Kendricks. Yeah, Mike Kendricks. Angry Bird. You know what? And Mike was, too. Like, Mike, of course, with Mike, you got to just make sure you keep him right at the end of the day. And so Nigel and the boys made sure it just worked out, man.
Absolutely.
And Mike, man, that's funny you said that, because I seen Mike, we did a signing. They did like the championship team. We did a signing together and got to see him. He's looking good. Had a big old blue little jacket on.
Yeah.
He's looking smooth like he always do. But man, it was people in every room, man, that helped be able to echo the call. So now with them gone, I gotta see who the next man is, who gonna be the next one that's gonna be them. I don't want you to be Kelsey. I just hope that you learn what you could from them every right. day. When you seen them in that room, and now you know what it take, and you seen on the field what you got to do off the field, the film you got to watch, the film you got to talk about with your coach and stuff like that. Because if you're gonna be the quarterback of the of the line, I mean, I got to be able to. Kels was smart. Like, I mean, you know, right. You got to be able to make them calls and be able to know who bluffing, who ain't. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to always get it right, but you got to make sure you keep everybody together, because, I mean, we go as the center go.
Absolutely.
So we go as them calls.
For sure.
Because, man, if we ain't on the same page, you know, bombs over Baghdad for us, we can't get there. We never can get there if DBs ain't
on
it.
If the ball out quick, it take two.
It take
Marshawn Lattimore. I need you like you need me. Let's work together.
But they got to believe in that dream, too.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I think, yeah, man, it's going to be tough. Because it's going to be new territory, but we going to make our every year. Everybody, that team was that team. What we going to be. And I ain't worried about what we did last year. It's what we going to do this year. Because I know we should feel a little sting from what we did last year. So
right.
let's go out there every day. You know what it took to do that. We work hard every day. And, you know, we got to make sure that we stay on the same page, because it just wasn't on the same page like it should have been, knowing what we know.
For sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they
should have been seeing each other too.
Man,
I know I ain't gonna bring that up. I know you had to talk about that.
Man, look, I was cool with y'all winning that year because they had Minnesota won.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That would have been the stain in my life.
Yep.
You know, like Minnesota Miracle derailed us. They y'all with Nick Foles. I said, they get Nick Foles.
Uh-huh.
And next thing you know, Nick Foles is out there destroying the skull clap. And I said, okay. I said, okay, Lord.
Man.
At least save me.
We didn't want to see y'all. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, just for me personally.
Man, we wanted to see y'all, because I think we had played earlier that year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, we like this matchup.
Uh-huh.
We had already picked out, like, you know, Sean Payton. It was like, after we get done with him, we got Philly. And I said, no, I hate anytime a coach foreshadows what is going to happen, I'm like, I got nervous. I'd be like, damn, don't say that.
Don't do it. Everybody know that already. We just got to get there.
Yeah, we just got to get there.
We got to get there.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
Then you end up with the strip sack, and, you know, the strip sack to seal the Super Bowl, and mm-hmm. the legend continues. You know, like,
man.
if you just think about that strip sack, right? Tom Brady, Super Bowl 52, that changed the trajectory of your legacy with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Like, that led you into a moment that's going to be iconic forever. When they think Philly Super Bowl, they're going to be like Brandon Graham strip sack.
Yeah. Nah, it's something special, man, that I don't take for granted. You know, I really look back and be like, man, I was really mad at Philly for a minute, because it was just Earl Thomas this. We could have got this guy and all that. And I was about to leave because of that. You know, and
wait, you're gonna leave
because it was so much. Like I told you, it was tough in the beginning of like making that emotional decision, because I didn't feel I was being treated right, and it was more with the fans and stuff like that. Because I mean, I would have good. I was playing okay, but mm-hmm. then Earl Thomas was playing, you know, at a high level, and I went right after what. I think he went after me. Yeah, 14.
Okay.
And we had a chance to get him. That's why they thought we traded up, because Brian Dawkins just left, all that stuff. And then Pierre Paul got
right.
to him too. You know, he was balling. He ended up winning the Super Bowl that next year, oh, in 11. And so I had to hear that, man, for so many years, and I ain't really like being there at first. And then when we won that Super Bowl, for that moment, you know, it was like, wow, everything changed. And like you said, things changed where I can go up to Howie and be like, so what's going on? That's where you build that confidence. And
absolutely,
know, we finally got us one. And I mean, yeah, you still got to play at a high level, but I think for me, that's when things changed. And I was happy that I stuck in there, man, because I mean, you know how hard it is to get. I mean, you living it right now.
Right.
You know, we going to compete. We got a good team coming back, too. But y'all boys going to be tough, too. You know what I'm saying?
Need it. Look, oh, yeah. Hungry. Mm-hmm. Hungry is the word for all these wins, bro.
Yep.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar.
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you look back at your rookie self with everything that you know now, would that change anything for you? Because you talked about your trials and tribulations with JPP going after you. You talk about, you know, everybody sort of wanting, you know, Earl from your draft class. And then, you know, to where you are now, you're the legacy guy. You know, JPP's retired. Yeah. Earl has, you know, been retired for a couple years. I don't know if he's come out and said it, but that just is what it is.
Yeah.
What would you tell your younger self, your rookie year?
I would say to not worry about nobody else at that time. You know, I felt like even when I got hurt, I remember saying, man, them boys don't even get it. They out here getting days off, and I'm over here working. We working. I was a little, you know, I don't know why I was, you know, just looking at that. I just felt like as a rookie, I just had all this pressure on me. And then I had Washburn, too. Washburn was a tough coach, boy. And I just, you know, nothing I felt like was making him, you know, happy at all. And
eating, and yet he's still looking at me like I'm starving.
Yeah, taking care of these, you know, the older guys at the time, and then just giving me the crumbs of just so much. So I was just like, man, I want a break too, just like them boys. And then I got a long break. I tore my knee. And I was like, at that point, I was like, man, I ain't gonna worry about nobody else. Cause I ended up going through a lot of stuff during that time when I was coming back from injury. And that's when Earl Thomas and all that, we could have had this guy and we got this dude. And so I would say I love the perseverance I had because it was tough, but I had some guys like JP at the time, Trent Cole, them boys, man, to be able to help me in a dark time that I didn't know was dark until I got out of it.
Mm. You
know? Because I was still smiling, being me and all that little stuff, but I ain't go out nowhere. I ain't do nothing as much.
You were affected, but not, it wasn't an affliction.
Yeah, it wasn't nothing like that. Yeah, it was just more like, man. Like, you can still go out, still have fun, enjoy yourself. I was even not even talking with family, you know, that type of, like, I was just in the house most of the time. So if I could talk to myself, like I said, just not worry about nothing else. Everything got a season. You know, even when you're going through your worst times, it's only for a season. And then it's going to switch up. It might not switch up all the way up here, but it's going to switch up, you know. But, you know, it was a grind, man. You got to stay with it. How bad do you want it? You got to talk to yourself in a positive way.
How bad do you want it? Don't sell me the dream. Sell me the vision.
Sell me.
I need to see what our plan is and how we're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you figure out your way and you figure out your plan and you set, like, how I'm going to dominate the day, that's when them days start stacking and that's when you see real significant change. But tell me about, you talked about how you almost left Philly. Mm-hmm. Do you think, into the Giants at that, right?
Yeah.
What came down in 2015 when you were thinking about leaving versus staying versus Giants, which staying in division is crazy work to me.
Mm-hmm.
To stay in the division, like, that's low-key a rival.
Yeah.
Like, clearly it's Giants, Cowboys, but it's also really in that thing, too.
Yeah.
Like, y'all in a little three-way triangle.
It's like, always, and then Redskins every now and again.
I don't want to, nobody. Sure.
I like.
You tell me. You tell me.
Like this year, some of the coaches that they got, like a Darrell Tapp, who, mm-hmm. I play with, know his energy. Like, he got his first little spot as a D-line coach. I mean, they got a good staff, I would say.
Absolutely.
And you know how it is having a staff. I mean, if you got you a solid staff, you're going to be all right.
You usually have your main rival, but then somewhere in your division, somebody else just pops a head up every couple of years. Like,
oh, yeah.
We rivals.
But them three, we've been a three-headed.
Yeah,
we had
for sure.
Monster for a minute. I think just for me in that moment, it was because I was just feeling a certain way about the fans. And y'all don't want me, all right, bet.
I'm going to come see y'all twice a year.
I'm going to show y'all shouldn't
the petty factor. I do love a good petty factor.
That's why I say they was offering a 1 year at the time. And then Philly was offering me that 4-year deal. I ended up signing anyway.
Right.
So I went with the security because I had my family.
So that's what you mean by security.
Yeah, that's
one versus four. Got it.
Yeah. And so at the time it was baby girl, on the
way.
And I was just like, wifey just talked some sense into me at that time. And it just was, it was cool. Because I got to go with the security. I went with the security. I probably seen Chip one more year after that. And then we end up getting Doug, played through that first year with Doug. Second year, we won Super Bowl.
Right.
And
panned out well.
It never would have happened if it just showed me that much more on how much life is full of choices. And you got to make sure, you exhaust everything that you can. Because me and wifey had a talk. We had a little real long talk about it because it got serious for a minute. Because my agent, like, hey, what are we going to do? Because, it's only going to last for a minute. It's
right.
Going to be on the table. And I was just like, let me talk with wifey a little bit. And we sat and we talked. And it was like, you started here. But at the end of the day, if you're not feeling good, you don't have to. But I don't want you to do it for that reason. And I was just like, she was just like, if they offering you 4 years, you obviously doing something, where they want to keep you. So, let's just go with that and let's see what happens. But I know for me, it was like, all right, well, bet. That's what still kind of, I got this chip on my shoulder now because it's still the same. It's like, y'all wanted to get rid of me for real. The fans, that's how it was. But then I came back and I persevered through.
Everybody knows about them Philly fans, though.
And man.
Hey, they're the best when y'all winning.
Boy.
And they the worst when y'all doing anything but.
Oh, yeah.
So
wifey talked some good sense into me and it became that I want to just have that, just want to prove them wrong. And, I'm like, they going to eat them words. That's just something I used to carry with me all the time. And man, when it happened 3 years later, it was like, wow. Just the power of the tongue on top of, just making
speaking sure it to exist,
making sure you putting that plan in place of that belief. All right, man, it's going to be hard to get to do what you want to do. You got to do it one day at a time. And this is what you got to do right now.
Absolutely.
And so I feel like, man, shout out to my wife because she definitely talked some sense into me. And then, of course, my mom because her work ethic I seen every day.
Yeah.
That helped me in those moments when I wanted to give up. Definitely.
For sure. And then moms will drop some gems that you ain't really trying to hear, but you needed to hear.
Yeah.
Well, what do you looking back at your 14 years completed, what would you say is your proudest moment of your NFL career?
I mean, with it not being done, I mean, I'm loving the role I have right now. Like I told you, I'll be serving the guys. But if I had to say, it was that year we won Super Bowl. I mean, that was everything, man. That was the first team I was ever on where I was like, man, we was together. I miss them boys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that energy, the jokes. I mean, when you got jokesters on your team, man, we laughing every day. I wish I had more video of our, because we used to go out to eat every Thursday as a defense. Sometimes it's the offense in there when it's supposed to be a defensive thing. That's just let you know a lot right there when other guys hanging offense, defense, and they be like, man, come on, come to our defensive thing.
Right.
One person pay for it. Like me, a vet right now, I pay for the whole meal. And then we all switch every week. Like,
right.
You know, the guys that could do it. And so, it was just that last meal, man, when we was about to play the Patriots. It was everybody in that thing, it felt like. And, I mean, I can remember, I can see Maragos laughing. Chris Maragos, he was a jokester. He was funny. I mean, man, you got Blunt, them boys that came in. Because, you know, DBs messing with the running backs and all that stuff. And it's just, yeah, it was... Man, it was a vibe.
That chemistry. Yeah, like every year the locker rooms change.
It changed.
But like personalities change with it too. And some years you're closer than others.
Mm-hmm.
But them years that you're close, you're like we're winning. We're like, you can feel the difference in the winning, bro.
Yep.
You're like, bro, we're winning because of us. Like,
because look at the dancing y'all doing after Wednesday, every Thursday. Touchdown.
Yeah.
And y'all boys, we got coordinated stuff that y'all believe is gonna happen for real. You know what
Absolutely.
I'm saying? And so, I mean, man, it just worked out that way. So even the year we won the Super Bowl, I mean, lost the Super Bowl, that was a close team too. And it sucked because that would have been my best team because I felt that vibe too. And we made it. And it just was, it was so good. But Mahomes, man, he is the king right now.
Man.
We got to slay the king, man. We going to have to if we want to get there. So, but yeah, man, that moment. We won that year. We won Super Bowl was a special year for me. So, but I'm not done yet because this could be it.
No. I need this year.
You can have year 16. But what year is this? This
I'm coming up on 14.
14. Yeah, 14.
You and Tyson. You and Tyson was draft class 2010, mm-hmm. And then I was 1 year after, man. Like.
Yep.
I need that this year. You're like, you've had your shots at it. I need at least one shot at it.
Yeah, I got it.
But as we're sitting here at broadcast workshop week, NFL puts on the broadcast workshop. Mm-hmm. What is it that you're looking forward to and what do you look to gain from it? As well as do you see yourself, we'll just leave it at that. What are you looking forward to this week?
I'm looking forward to just seeing myself being put to the test on some stuff that I'm familiar with, but now this is about to get real. Like, calling a game, it's like, whew, that jump be getting.
You haven't done that yet.
Getting my heart beating a little fast. Talk about it now. It's like, call a game. Okay, let me see. I'm going to be as animated as I can be. But, yeah, man, what I'm trying to get out of it is just the challenge of, doing some stuff up, getting uncomfortable with some stuff.
Right.
And trying to get comfortable in a space where I think I can thrive. If I really, work at it, like how the attitude that we have, man, it's like, I know it's going to be uncomfortable, but you can do it. I tell people all the time, it's one day at a time. I mean, don't look too far ahead on what you already don't know. You got to find out, be here, be in the moment. And I just really want to learn, honestly, this week and exhaust everything. That's what I'm doing this year, exhausting everything that I can to see, put myself to the test and help people along the way.
Okay.
And be able to be able to help other people that's on their way out. It's like, man, it ain't as bad as you might think or what you're going through if you're setting yourself up now.
Man of servitude. Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
It. Just trying to have that feeling, man, of serving and being able to get more experience and stuff that I never really got a chance to because I made excuses in the offseason. Oh, I'm training. I'm doing this. But now it's like, all right, it's getting real, B. Like, what you really want to do? All right, come on. You got some stuff
right,
that was offered to you, but it's, come on. Do you really want to do that? Do you love that?
Right.
And so that's why I'm doing this right now to see if I'm going to love, just coming to work every day.
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's check out this segment called Quick Hitters. I got three quick questions for you to wrap this up.
Okay.
I just want to know, you've been in Philly for almost 15 years. You say you moved there now full time. What Philly slang do you catch yourself repeating?
That John.
That John. Hand me that John. You seen that John. Yeah. Let me get that John.
Let me get that John over there. That over there.
Yeah. Okay. Is there a top three Detroit rappers or artists that you listen to?
Oh, I mean, man.
Name your top
three. Icewear. And, it's tough. The whole clique of him, because they grew up, we grew up, knowing, them.
Mm-hmm.
And then let me see if I had to go. Let me think. Now you put me on the spot with that one. Man, I'm trying to think. I can't even think of no name. Sada Baby. Yeah, Sada okay. Baby. And then it's that's still in the same tree. Dang, why can't I think of his name? I can see his face. Peasy. You know, I just say Peasy and A Crew. Mm. All of them.
No Eminem?
I like Eminem.
No, that's not what you said. It's crazy.
This is who going right now.
Right now.
You know, that okay. Right now that I know.
Okay. Yes. If there was any moment in NFL career that you could live one more time, what would it be? Relive any moment in your NFL career.
Oh, I'm going back to that strip sack. I'm definitely going back.
Strip sack.
Sitting on that bench after that.
Yeah.
Oh man. I'm just saying, I can't believe I just did that. Like, you probably have moments.
Man,
like
there's been games where I'm just breathing excellence.
Uh-huh.
But like you, so that being said, it's strip sack. Do you still have that as a license plate?
Not no more. Not no more. I had to get rid of it because it got crazy.
You sat there on the Escalade. The strip sack was right there. I just knew Philly was like giving you royal treatment. I said, oh, he going wild with this one.
Well, it was cool.
You know who in there.
It really was cool. But yeah, it became that. Like, you know, it became on the freeway, people, you know, honking. And now I'm on alert. Like, man, let me make sure nobody follow me.
No doubt. I'm not a mark out here.
Stuff like that. Yeah, yeah. You know, stuff like that.
Boy going to roll down the window and be like, give me that junk.
I'm always. You're right. They going to say all that. But, you know, I enjoyed just having that moment. Like, you know, something that I always be able to have for the kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate you tapping in with me, my dog. Hey, thank you for tapping in with Off the Edge with your host, me, Cam Jordan, my guy, BG, Brandon Graham, sitting here, Philadelphia legend, Eagles legend. You know, thank you for tapping in as well. Appreciate y'all listeners for even turning it on, turning the pod on, giving us a listen. Go ahead, tell your friends about us, tell your partners, tell your Jones about us. Ask us for a 5-star rating. Leave us a review. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio app, wherever you get your podcasts. Appreciate y'all. God bless. Peace.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.